Parshas Tazria Mitzrayra, we have here the Tara of the Mitzrayra, the Tumah the Tara of Mitzrayra, and Chazal speak a lot about the union of Mitzrayra and so on, but I'd like to try to, it's vague in the sense that you have not a clear correlation between all the inyanim of the Mitzrayra and his chet, and also the kapara and the tahara. Let's start with the tahara. It says over here that the tahara's hamitzrayra, zayis tiyatara's hamitzrayra b'yoyim tarasoy, he comes to the kohen. It says he takes two tzipoyrim, chayes tahoros. He then shechts a tzipor, and he shechts one or two tzipoyrim in a klicheres. He takes a living tzipor together with the eight eras of shitalas na'ezoiv. He's tevil and he's mazed the dam on the he's mazed the dam the mayim on the person on the mitzvah and he's tohar. The tzipor that was living that he didn't that he wasn't mitayet that he didn't shecht, he sends out. It's very reminiscent of the soyer, the two seirim on Yom Kippur. The Chazal say over here, the Morris says, Taras Kohanim says, that they should be shovim in Mara and in Koima and in the price and the Lakuach. In other words, the two tzipayim should be equal, and one gets shechted and one gets sent off. It's very reminiscent of the two seirim that lechatchil also have to be doimer in koima and so on and so forth. One is nishchat, one is sent off. This the one in the in Yom Kippur is sent off to the Azazel, and he's killed and so on. But b'chol oifin, there's any of taking two, separating one out in Yom Kippur. One is a carbon on the mizbeach, and one is sent out and he goes to Azazel. Over here, they neither are korbanis, but the tzipor hameis is, there was a shechita, there was a ritzu with his, a sort of a, an avoida with his dam of sorts, and the other one is sent out. So you have here something which is reminiscent of that avoida, and I'd like to understand a little bit what's the meaning of the tzipor that's sent off. There's a tzipor that its dam accomplishes the tahara, and there's a tzipor that is gone, he's sent. The shiluach, the sending away. The shiluach is a tzipor chay al pnei asada. In both places, there's a mitzvah shiluach. In the din of the mitzvah himself, in the seder of a mitzvah, it says that the mitzvah sits. Before we get to the mitzvah, if we hear about the tzipayrim, there's another point. The word tzipor is not usually used in the context. In the Torah, there are at least three different words used to describe a bird. There's oif, there's a konaf, there's a tzipor, and then there's special meaning, like a yoina and so on. The word tzipor is rather rarely used. It's not the prevalent one. This parash actually has the vast majority of places. So when we're talking about the different elements of a tzipor, so the oif is the konaf of a flying. The tzipor part of it is, Rashi says, because of speaking, the tziftzuf dvarim and so on. But there's, be it as it may, there's another element over here. In other words, whereas in Karbanis, it's the yoyne shaboy. It's the fact that it's something which is a specific min, and whatever milas a yoyne has, it has also. This is, any tzipor is good, as long as it says it's tohar, it's fine. So, why is the element that's mechapa, so to speak, is not the konev shaboy, it's the tzipor shaboy. In the avoida of the mitzvah, in the mitzvah's einish, so you find that he's supposed to be separated out, and he's supposed to be he's supposed to be Bored Yeshiv Chutz Moshavo. He is he has a type of avelus, God of Yofrum and Roshe Peru of Asafim Yate. Those are avelus tekinyanim. And then it says v'tomi tomi yikra, and he has to warn people. He has to tell people that he's tomi and they should be poyer from him. So Chazal dashen over here, from here, melamed that the tumah is kaira, that when a person, you're supposed to make warnings around tumah to stay away from it. The Gemara uses it, the context that the Gemara uses it is that they used to make markings around kvarim, so people should know to stay away from it. That's the Gemara learns from here. It's a mitzvah to be mavel people away from tumah. But it's interesting over here. The metzayer himself has to say tummy who. It's something which is lechura. Whoever it is, whoever's appointed, adrabe, there should be some mashgiach, just like the person going around painting the kvarim. Like it says, Rabbi Nai used to be Mitzayin Marasa. He used to go around, mark off graves and so on, so people should stay away from it. Whoever it is, the person in charge of the leper colony, the charge of Mitzrayim, should post a big sign, please stay away that tummy. There's dafka din on the person himself who is the Baal of the Mitzrayim. Tummy, it's a chiv on him. So obviously it's more than just, it's true that what it's telling people is to stay away, they should become tummy. But the fact that he has to do it, that he has to say it, has in itself some sort of element of, tikkun or kapara. So besides the pashtun, you know, recognizing the affair, I'd like to understand some oimik in it. The fact that he himself is bodad yeshev, lemaisa, somebody who is a tamei mace, is also metamei people. And yet there's no halacha, of course he should be careful. Let's say somebody is a tamei mace. So he should be careful, and if a kohen is around, I'm sure he should tell him, listen, I can't shake your hand, I'm tamei mace, if the person came in a get truma. A person has to have certain zehirasin whenever he's a tamei, because there's kodesh, there's kahanim, and so on. But you don't find a prisha. You know, it's the tumah over here, forcing him to be pirish and telling everybody he's tummy. I'm sure tummy mace would also need to tell people that he's a tummy because they should be careful. But you don't find such a halacha as a specific tzivui. It's memela, like every other yisurim. If I know something's straight, I tell people stay away, it's straight. But there's no special halacha over here. Here there is a special halacha, and his staying outside the bodad yeshiv chutz l'machta meshavoy is something which is that is part and parcel of his tikkun, of his einish and his tikkun. I'd like to try to understand a little bit some of the oimik over here of what his problem was, why it's such a difficult inyan. It's a tumah that is misbadal from the machna, and what the mahalach of the tahara is. Let's understand a little bit. Chazal say that the avera of mitzeras is meant to be an oynish for lashon hara. Chazal described a baal lashon hara as somebody who is. We're going to ask the Nachash, Klum Hanoah Yeshlecha, do you have any Hanoah in the killing? And the Nachash says, Klum Hanoah Yeshle Baal HaLoshen. Does the Baal HaLoshen not have Hanoah? The reason why we speak Lashon Hara is because we enjoy speaking Lashon Hara. That's not, it's not too right to say, it's not, we don't do it like a Xeris HaKosov, or like a Choyk. I mean, we do Lashon Hara because people want to speak Lashon Hara. There's obviously some relish in speaking Lashon Hara because people have a tremendous chukah. It says that almost everybody's nefshul in the back of Lashon Hara. So it's not something that you can say doesn't have its pleasures. But what does it mean, the klum hano yesh lecha? And then he says, just like the nochash. What over here do we have? what's the shirish of that avera if it's not the hanoah? This is especially vital because the nachash is seen always as the shirish of ra. The nachash is connected to satan, the samoil. The nachash is the animal. It's the animal that was bad in the Torah. It's the earliest darkest manifestation of Kreichus Ra in the Bria. So where over there is it? What's the nekuda of that sherishtik of darkness? So let's understand a little bit in the sherish of what the Ra is. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria, the shoresh of meaning in the Bria is Toiv, is that the Bria is something good. In Breishis, you have V'yar L'kimas Kol Sha'asa, V'hinei Toiv Me'oit. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Bria itself was done. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the Bria, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a look and he said it is Toiv. That's the earliest Hagdara of what the Bria is. The Ramban says that the Re'iya of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and saying everything is Toiv, that's the Kiyum of the Bria. In other words, the Sheirish of the Bria is not only that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Bria, but that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's take on the Bria, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ruts in the Bria is positive. If we to ask ourselves, Toiv means that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, that which is Liritzoinai. The Bria is Liritzoinai. That's the toiv in the Bria. The kiyum of the Bria is the toiv shaboy, and kiyum is toiv. That things last, that things exist, that things flourish is toiv. The zelumaseh, if you to create a koyach of ra in the Bria, you're going to create something which has in itself a nekuda where it wants destruction. And let's take a look at some of where it displays itself. Let's go someplace else. Let's go far afield by Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech had two women came for him. They were fighting over a baby. He said, cut it in half, cut the baby in half. So one said, you know, gamdi gamloch lo yeh. Okay, fair is fair. Nobody will have is good. The other woman said, no. You know, give it to the other woman. And Shlomo HaMelech said, she's the mother. Besides the motherly feelings, the aim kol chai. Chava is called Chava because she's aim kol chai. Motherhood means a rotzen for chayim, a rotzen that things live, that things be. A person, so the koyach hanefesh of anyone that shayach to chayim is a koyach hanefesh of wanting things to exist. And zelu maseh, HaKadosh Baruch created an anti-bria whose rotzen is that it not be. Let's go back to Nachash and let's understand the koyach, the koyachas, apnimius that were at work. There's a world, and the world is kulei toiv. The Nachash is not part of that world. The Nachash is the koyach ra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it that way, but that's his koyach. Where the koyach gets his chiyus from is the anti-chiyus of the Bria. In other words, if the Bria is nichshol, then it's a b'china of gam li gam loch lo yeh. So Adam is also ani amatil himatem of ne'elin kulchem ochen kodem temusim. There is no, there was a bria betachtoinim, that was a pchina of elohimatem, and he was murdered. So the koyach, when a person is faced with something that is toiv, with something that's chai, he has a choice of wanting it, and if we're shayach to it, we obviously want it. But if I'm standing on the outside, I can want it, I can like it, or I can say gamli gamlochleya, nobody will have, and that's where I want its destruction. So the ultimate koyach of ra in the bria is not the distortion of koyaches within the bria. It's the sense of being of wanting to destroy the bria. Akadosh Baruch Hu, we say l'sachpoitz b'moisa meis ki meshuvim medarcha mechaye. Akadosh Baruch Hu, if you ask Akadosh Baruch Hu, what do you want? The answer is chayim. And the whole mahalach of Ashkoch is how to produce chiyus. It's not yeah nish nish. In other words, well, if people pass it, then they pass. And if they don't make the bar, they don't make the bar. So what? That's one attitude. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's attitude is he wants v'choya. The rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this bria, is kiyum, chiyus. And the HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes many, many sivuvim, many tries to try and to get things to work, to be, to exist, to live. Those are the sadistic koyaches in the bria that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in. He put in the koyach of rotzen of kiyum, as Kol Shas said, and it's toiv, the stachlus of toiv and everything. When you see something, your reaction is, it's good, let it flourish, it's let it blossom. And the reaction of gamli gamloch lo yeh, no one will have. The koyach of a nochash is meisis umeidiach. Meisis umeidiach means as follows. Somebody is mefata, a woman. So what he wants is taiva. So that's a koyach within the bria that the person is misusing badly, terribly. But a meisis, what's my angle that you should be oyev avodah zarah? The answer is, if I don't have a chegom haba, you also not going to have a chegom haba. No one will be in. I can't live with the fact that someone else has. I don't like chiyus. I don't like things that exist. If me, yes, but that thing. And b'meila, the meisis of meidiach is out to be machs for the other person also. It's like somebody in a classroom who's struggling, and he can't make it to the top. So one possible angle is that the one on top should also be nechshol. There's a koyach, a perverse koyach in the bria, an anti-bria koyach, where if I drag him down, so nobody has. That is that koyach of ra that the nochash has. So we have in the sheirish of the bria, we have a koyach that the entirety, the big circle that encompasses the bria, is toiv lirotzoin, kiyum. And anything that's not of the bria has the tchuna of not wanting the kima bria. It's the reason why it says a mahafim b'schus for a mesis. So it's a very, very strange parasha. Everything else, a person, if we see somebody kill somebody, then we're mahapach l'schus, an adraba. If we see somebody kill somebody, we're puzzled to be done because there's no bitzilas eida. We're not capable of being melamed schus on the person that tried to kill somebody, but if we saw him. But if the person is mesis, we're not melamed schus. The Teretz is because the kiyum, the koyach of the koyach of hasasa comes from a koyach of not seeing toiv, of anti toiv. Every other koyach, a person who flies into rage and kills somebody, for chamdas hamamin, for anger, for whatever it is, those are koyches within the bria, And there's a certain, you know, it went terribly awry. But when somebody has the koyach, when amazes amitiach, it's kol kuloi, where I want to be master the other person for the sake of being master him, and that's something which is anti-bria, has no makom, and mitzad the mida itself, there's no makom v'hifos chus. Hifos chus means that within everything else in the bria, I can see a chus. I can tell that there's some sort of toiv there. Masha ein kein, this is something that's outside, and v'meila I can't possibly be machnes him to toiv. Those are the mishkav tutu koiches. The difference between a nachash killing and other balachai killing is that the nachash also eats. I mean, but the tsura of killing of most animals that are deiris or toiref are k'toich k'de achila. It's the bite that swallows also kills. In other words, upon the collateral damage of eating the other balchai is that he dies. It's part of my hanoah, part of my tainuk. The tsur of the nachash kills is one maisa. His killing is not a tsur of being toref. It either chokes or it injects poison. That's one part of it. And then there's a blia where the nachash swallows. But I don't see it. Yes, the nachash does it, a seif pasik, for a reason. But the tsura of killing the nachash, the way the nachash kills, is that he's mazik, that he's mazik with his tongue, and then he goes to eat it. I don't deher the hana within the act of killing. The act of killing is pure misa, it's pure getting rid of something, and then it's going to do a second step and swallow it. When we ask him, klum hanoyesh, we don't understand the nachash. How could there be such a koyach of ra, the bria, when there's nothing in it for you? When you have nothing there. So the nachash says there is such a mitzias in the bria. And that's the Baal HaLashon. In other words, when a person lies to get money, when a person is deceptive to get attention, all of those diburim are, there's a hanot to it. I want to get something. So I use my Lashon. But in Lashon Hara, I only use it to be mayor of the other person. My hanot is... My hanoi is that I destroyed, yes, there was something bothered me. There was somebody, this person is considered to be chashiv and good and nice, and I'm not. So it's a one way to do it. I can boast about myself and say nice things about myself and lie about myself, and it's fine. So that there's a hanoi to it. But to destroy the other person carries in itself the same seed of the hana that's there. The word hana means gain, like isuri hana. What gain do you have from it? That's the child of Gemara. We ask the nachash says, what gain do you have from it? And when the Baal HaLashon gains nothing, it's just the other person gets destroyed, and there is a hana. There's a hana in the hana is not a gain, it's the pshat destroying the other. That's what drives me, and it's a koyach that comes from that koyach of nachash. That's what it says, and in a certain sense that's what Chazal say, that it's worse than all the other than the Gimel Averis. Understandably, all of these things have a certain nekuda. It's not blanket. Certainly there's the Ari Val Yaver on the Gimel Chamuris, and not known that Lashon Hara is the Ari Val Yaver. But it means, whereas other Averis can be construed as a misdirection of good koiches, the Sheirish of Lashon Hara, Lishma, is a koyach of ralishma. It's, so to speak, the koyach that exists outside the bria. So we have here a parasha of Tzaras, which Tzaras deals with the parasha of the person who's in that world. The tzura of Tzaras is misa. It's the physical, without knowing clearly how the Tzaras of the Torah, how it dovetails with the Tzaras. Physical Tzaras, different shades and shining, whether it's exactly Tzaras, and it just comes as an inch because of this, or it looks like Tzaras, but Tzaras is a Misa. And it's different Avarim of a person die, and they fall off. It's a creeping death, really. And each piece, in other words, it's Chalokim, die, sensation, and etc. The Tzaras is a Misa because it comes from the Shoresh of Misa. As opposed to other Tumas, the Richuk of the Mitzera from Klal Yisrael is not so that people shouldn't become Tumi, because other Tumas can stay there, just to be very careful, but rather the person... there is no makom within the circle for that ra, and it's extraordinary for the oiva v'rezara, for the gila rais, the shevet yomim. There's a makom. The makom might be misa, but it's a makom within the machna. It's a big difference whether somebody is within, and his tikkun is misa, or he's shut out. We don't even have shaykhs to him. The mitzvah is out. And the avelos of the mitzvah, the tzura of the mitzvah is avelos because he's lost Klal Yisrael, he's gone, he's cut off from chayim. That's the tzura of a mitzvah. The tamei yikra, it says in the Sfarim, is his tikkun. When the person is able to say this is wrong. So the person is makir that this comes to the that he's now on the on that there's an inside that he's outside of the herring that he is minutik from the pnim is the beginning of his tikkun. So the tamei yikra, it's true that the formal language of it is to tell people to be nizer, to tell people to stay away, not to be tamei. But the understanding that this koyach is destruction. Understanding that kiyum and chiyus lies in the circle, not outside the circle, is the hair that brings him back in again. It's very interesting. We're talking here not only it's a deeper understanding of toiv and ra and the bria, the ayin toiv. It says that even the oifis ashamayim are makir and ayin toiv and ayin ra. Ayin toiv is somebody who is somebody who sees things positively. He sees good. He wants good. He's toifis things with the good in it, and that's what he wants. He wants kiyum. He wants chiyus, and so on. Yoina Novi. When he went to, when he ran away to Tarshish, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu schlepped him back to Nineveh, and he was very, very upset that they did tshuva, because, and for whatever reason, Chazal gave different reasons, either because it was a limud ra and Klal Yisrael, or they would feel the Dvar Hashem is wrong, but whatever reason he had, he felt bad, and he said, this is what I spoke about. Nineveh, you know, I knew that I would tell them to do tshuva, and they would do tshuva, and that's that. So he was lamenting, this is the way the psukim bring it, kind of that it, what they deserved, the destruction that they deserved, didn't come to pass. And he sat down under a kikoyan, the yoina, under a kikoyan, and there was this tree that came overnight, and then it withered, and he was very upset. And he told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, take me, I'm going, to, you know, I'd rather die. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know, I hate Tevchor Lecha, you know, what are you missing? You're missing a kikoyan, which rose up in one night and is going to wither anyway. And on a city with so many tens of thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people for it to become destroyed, just it's so easy for you. In other words, and Bemetz, that's after Yom Kippur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yoina, you're always supposed to look at Chaim as deserving Kiyum. The struggle with Ra and Misa as a goal is never an option. The goal is always Kibbutz Shuvim Darka V'Choya. The goal is always the Toiv Shabbai. Everything in the Bria, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, everything within the Bria is Toiv. At the starting point, at the start of the race, it's Toiv. So anytime we see Ra within the circle, it means that it's become distorted, perverted, out of shape, and we have to try to bring it back. But nothing that started from within Shiva Simei Breishis is Ra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Vina kol toiv moed." So what does it mean that you want to see Nineveh destroyed? That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yoina. The perspective of that is not good. And it's always like that. It's by Leo. When he wanted when he was upset, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always counted that to be moichiach, to bring back Latoiv, is good. But when you give up on it, there's no mokum for that. There's no mokum, there's no mitzias for someone who wants the non-existence of something. The struggle is to always give it existence. To take something that's going rapidly downhill and to try to bring it back, but to see things as Ra in itself doesn't have a mark. Let's go back to the Torah and so on. So we said we spoke before. So we explained that the sheirish of the Ra in the Bala Loshin is a sheirish that comes from where the Nachash is, and the Nachash is Ra, L'Shem Ra, which means the desire for non-existence. The Nachash is sort of the antimatter of the world. He's the Koyach that says no Bria, like the Malachim of Katrin said, there should be no Adam, and that's the Koyach of Nachash, and that Koyach of Ra has no tikkun within the system. The Ramban says by the Se'irim of Yom Kippur that, you know, it's something that's very hard to understand. What do we do outside, how do we send something out of Beis HaMikdash and so on and so forth? Basically, Ramban says, Al Pidar Kabbalah, but the basic point is there is a koiches chutz. In other words, that which the avoda of Soya Mishtaleach is to recognize the Tusirim. The avoda of the Tusirim is to recognize which koiches belong in with tikkun, and which koiches belong out. The tikkun of the Soya Mishtaleach is that the koiches that have no tikkunim in go out. Ramban speaks about it's part of a general panoply of kochos, midbar, eretz gzeira. These are places that support no life, are arid, lifeless, deathly. Eretz siya v'oyev limoyim. There's a place of death. Anything outside the circle of Yishuv and Bria There's such a makom. There's a makom of things that are anti-makom. The makom of things that don't want kiyum. That's where that goes out. So the tikkun is to take out the piece that belongs in, and that becomes a karbon and so on, and to send away the thing that has no mitzvahs. And then the second part is, the same thing is true over here. This avoda is reminiscent of it. And again, we take two things that look similar, because the avoda is to filter through the different koiches, and to retain the koiches that belong to chiyus, and attacking it, and to send away the things that have no makom whatsoever. So the tara of the mitzvah is to get rid of those koiches. The tzipor itself is something which is in karbanis. The Torah specifies yoina, tarbna yoina, different animals, different tziporim that are kosher for karbanis. That's because we're talking about it's something within the kanav itself, within the animal. That's just like a sen, just like a kesev, and a par are good karbanis. They are min that have that shav karbanis. This also has over here. The Torah calls them tzipoirim. In other words, the min. It's not so much a specific min. The only criteria is it has to be a tzipa tohar, but it's not really something which is a it doesn't say any specific min, which is very different in karbanis. So bal karchach, it's something that has to do with the general mitzias of tzipayrim and so on. The koyach of what we can. What we can deher and the koyach of tzipor. So Rashi brings them because he spoke. It was mefafit like a tzipor. Tzipayrim also have a koyach of chiyus. The tarnagol is meir the shachar. The tzipor is the koyel hatzipor. When in shashirim. When he wants to describe the fact that the world is coming alive again, it says Koila Tor Nishabat Seinu. The first sound of spring of life is tzipor, just like the first simen of a life of a child is a sound, is crying. In other words, tzipor is something that tzipor brings the shachar, the tzipor brings the aviv. The koil of the tzipor is the psur of chayim. And that's why a metzora was infatuated with mavis. A metzora was somebody who wanted destruction, and the kapara comes through the koyach of tzipor in the bria, which is the psur of chiyus. The Gemara says there's a tzipor called zarzer, which when it's mitzavtzef, it's mevasan mashiach, depending where it's standing. That's the koyla oif. That's why it says that the oif recognizes in the toiv ayin or the ayin ra. It because you're talking about a very shayrish koyach of being makin chiyus, wanting chiyus, versus something wanting destruction, and so on. So let's understand it, since this is something that's so much part of avoda. If we ask ourselves, what is the midat? What's the hecker of a person that he's toif, that he's shayach to ruchnis? What's the most elementary nekuda? The most elementary nekuda is that the person has an ayin toif, that the person is happy when things thrive, when things go well, when things blossom. That's the elementary koyach. The first pu'ula within the bria. If we ask ourselves, what was the first thing Hashem Baruch Hu did within the bria? The answer was vayar al kivus kol she'asa v'inei toiv or toiv ma'id. It's everything in the bria is toiv ma'id. that was the first act of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And like the Ramban says, that's the act of giving life and kiyum to the Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the Bria. So the sheirish of things toiv in the Bria, and the sheirish of chayim, in the famous Chazal over here, of the Reuchel that he was selling, you know, man boy sam rechayim, man boy sam rechayim, and he said, mi isha chavetz chayim oyev yomim lirois toiv. In other words, the oyev yomim is because he sees good in the world, as opposed to a type of thing like Yoina, where he says, take me. You know, because Yoina didn't like the world, because Yoina didn't want the world, he says, take me, because Mavis is better than Chaim for me. Or Elio, who walked away from the Bria, because there was a losing of sight of this Lirois Toiv, then the side of Chavetz Chaim is Oyev Yomim Lirois Toiv. The person sees good, the person sees toiv. Now, it certainly means that the person sees the toiv that's latent there. It's not to be mixed up with the toiv of just stamping all things that are ra as toiv. There's the famous maisa that's said over, and depending on where you are, you say it that way. The famous Rebbe Chaim Sonnenfeld was once standing with somebody, sitting with somebody, and a parade of Chiloni kids went by, boys and girls, you know, singing, etc. And the person saw Rebbe Chaim muttering something. He bent over there, what he's saying, and he said, "Yesuf Hashem Aleichem." And so, depending on people, you know, either people don't say the Maisa, or they say, "You see, he liked it, he held of it." That's not true. He saw Yiddish neshamas. And when a person sees things, he has an ayin toiv, he sees things as they are. Now, what needs to be done to give them back their potential, to make them realize that toiv? Then yes, it's not a stamp of approval on where things have gone to. Within the circle, there's a need for tikkun, but the need is for tikkun, not for rejection. The avoda within the circle is to see the toiv that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw, and to break his head and push himself to bring it back to that toiv. That's what the matara is. Anything that is negative, l'shem being negative. Negative be'etzem has no makom within the circle. Those koyches are part of those se'irim. They're part of the koyach that are outside the makom yishuv. They are in a place that supports no life. When a person is negative to be negative, then nothing will come of it. If a person wants good and he tries hard, so the person, let's say a person sees, I know something was built, he has a piece of furniture, something that's crooked, it's not good. Person takes it apart and remeasures it and resands it and puts it together. That's one mahalach. Or he takes a sledgehammer and just breaks the whole thing down. The koyach of Ra is the koyach of Nochash. Nochash, and that's a bria, because Baruch Hu made him that way. There's no tainus did. It's the koyach where gam li gam loch lo yeh. What I don't have, you're not going to have. It kills. And there's no hanor, there's no gain in the kill itself, except that the other person doesn't exist anymore. That's the sheirish of Ra and the Bria, and that has no makom. The tikkun, for a person that everything is bad and negative, the Lashon Hara is the pshat, this taking the sledgehammer and crashing other things. The person's tikkun lies in with two tzipayim. One is sent off. It has no makom to be. It's mechutz yishuv. It was tavel b'dam chaveray. If you think about it, it's incredible the way the pasuk describes it. The tzipa gets sent away. It bathed itself in the blood of the other tzipar. That's its metzias. It lives off the destruction of the other. That has no makom nebriya. Everything else has a makom tikkun. The miyesh hachafetz chayim. The person who wants chayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chafetz chayim. That's what we say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The pasuk says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The answer is oyev yom liris toiv. The person likes to live because he sees toiv in the bria. The bria is something that's full of toiv. It's full of tzmicha, and the person relishes it. I remember once walking with a very chashuv person, and he saw graffiti or something, and it bothered him tremendously. He said, what koichas hanefesh are there to take something that's nice and ruin it without any hanah on it? In other words, destruction. When you steal from somebody, you're doing worse damage than the graffiti. But at least there's a sense of, okay, so I have the dollar. So there's some sort of way I can put a finger on hanah. But klum yesh hanah, I don't have something nice, so I'm going to deface it. But there are clouds. A person who doesn't have, when he goes by something nice or fancy or expensive, whatever it is, defacing it is a rutzen. And I remember walking this person, and he looked at it, and he, like the idea that something lives off hashchasa was something that shook him. The Torah identifies for us that there's a koyach like that. That can creep into the machna. It expresses itself in the avera of lashon hara. The baal lashon hara becomes shaykh to the world of misa when he's living. In Mishraim, afil b'chayim nekra mesim is specifically most suitable for tzaras, which is a form of living misa. The person's anhaga becomes avelus. He's shaykh to the world of misa. The person, there's no makom within the machne. There's a makom for a tamei meis and for a zav. There's no makom for a metzayu within the machne. He's badad yeshev. He can't get together. He can't be nizdabik in any way because his mohus is anti. There's no dveikus with something that's anti. When the person himself dehares, tamei yikra, when the person dehares, this is wrong. A person is supposed to see the toiv. A person is supposed to look for the toiv, because that is the nikkur, that's the emes. It's not the pshat, it's a way, unfortunately it's become associated for us, that looking at the toiv and being lamed zchus requires a phenomenal degree of even naivete or put on. Come off it. It's not natural to us. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees it that way. Yes, a person needs to do it. A person needs to use das to understand. Yes, this has gone terribly wrong. This is bad. This is not good. But the koyach that's pushing it is a good koyach. That's the histaklus, the Torah histaklus. And when a person realizes that this puts you out of the machna, that's where the mahal of a person's tikkun starts. The person takes tzipoyrim, which is the koyach of chayim, and the koyach of a certain sheirish of seeing the blossoming of a bria, and the person separates out the koyachs that the koyach needs to be sent out. The koyach that thrives off bathing someone else's blood has no makom in the bria, and once he's metaken it, then the person becomes again part of the atem atveikem Hashem al keichem chayim kulchem hayom. Well, it says that was in law.
Huh?